I was eating chicken nuggets at home, watching TV, when I heard a young female voice call out, "I'm home," from the front door. "Welcome back," I replied while watching the TV. "Wait, I live alone. I don't have a girlfriend." I looked back, but no one was there. I was sure I heard something. What is this? Am I imagining things? I felt it was strange rather than scary. I cleaned up and went to bed. During the night, my eyes suddenly opened, and I tried to look over beside me. I couldn't move. For the first time ever, I was experiencing sleep paralysis. I could only move my eyes, so while searching the room, I felt like there was something in the corner. The door was slightly open. A round eye was watching me from the gap. Before I knew it, it was morning. That night, I stayed in the nap room at work. It was only the fifth day since I'd moved into that apartment, but I can't go back. Hey guys, I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Kowabana, True Japanese Scary Stories from Around the Internet. When I was in Japan, I lived in about 4 or 5 different houses over the years. And the one thing that people always commented on when they came to visit was the size of them. The last apartment I lived in was a single room that was roughly 5 meters by 5 meters wide. It was big enough to lay my futon out flat and have just enough room to open the closet doors at the same time. I personally enjoyed living in such a small space because it really makes you think about how to make the best of it. But these tiny enclosed quarters that are all stacked up on top of each other are also a perfect breeding ground for something else. Scary stories. You never can be too sure of where that creaking is coming from, or if that odd sound in the closet is supernatural, or, even worse, something very real. Our first story for this week is about a young man who starts living alone for the first time, but often forgets to lock up when he leaves. And he soon discovers he might not be alone in the house anymore. Find out what happens in The Sinister Presence in the Closet. This happened a while after I started my 3rd year of university. I started living alone for the first time, and after 6 months passed, I was getting used to my new lifestyle. So I started to become a little careless. Which is to say, when I went out, I often forgot to lock the door. There was nothing in my house to steal, and I didn't have any money or precious items to take. Worse than that, I often left the keys in the house when I went out. But then one day, when I returned home, I found the door locked. I panicked, but I made my way to the landlord's house next door. The landlord was getting on in years, and she was very nice, but a little unreliable. I told her the door was locked and asked if I could borrow the master key, but it seemed she couldn't find it. There were 3 keys to my place. I had one, the landlord had one, and then my parents. There was nothing else that I could do, so I ended up driving the 1 hour drive to my parents' place and getting the key from them. There were a lot of things I didn't know, but most importantly, who locked my door? The most likely candidate was myself, but when I was returning home, the key was inside the room. Which meant that while the door was locked, my key was in there the whole time. I asked the landlord, but she swore that she didn't lock it. If so, another possibility arose. Something so scary, I didn't even want to think about it. That someone else, besides me, was in my apartment. My apartment was really small, and the only places a person could hide were the bathtub and closet. Sensing something weird in the closet, I nervously opened it. Someone was there. There was no way it could actually be true, I thought, but someone was really in there. Ah! I screamed pitifully, surprised. It was a girl, around my age. For a moment, we were both silent. And as I slowly calmed down, I put some distance between us. I came to understand what was going on. I knew this girl. She confessed her love to me 6 months earlier. I had absolutely no idea who she was beforehand, so thinking it strange, I gently turned her down. Yet even so, she confessed her love to me several times after that. She just wasn't my type at all, so I started to ignore her. And then after that, I stopped seeing her, so I thought she gave up. The girl was silent the entire time. She looked down at the ground, never once smiling. I felt bad for her, but I called the police all the same. She didn't even look at me as the police took her away. It was late at night, so they told me to get some rest, and I was finally alone in my apartment again. I didn't sleep a wink that night. Starting the next day, I made sure to lock the door every time I left, and I didn't want anything more to do with what happened, so I left it to the police. I just never wanted to see that girl again. But the very next night, I sensed something in my room again. I thought perhaps I was just hearing things because my nerves were frayed. I heard something faint. I didn't have a TV or anything with speakers either. I thought that perhaps it was coming from the apartment next to me and put my ear to the wall, but it wasn't that. It was coming from inside the room. Gradually, I came to understand that it was a person's voice. It was that girl's voice. After hearing it for more than an hour, I realized that I wasn't just imagining it. That girl's voice was whispering from somewhere in the room. The fear I previously felt returned to me. I could no longer stay calm, and I didn't have the strength to open the closet. I ran out of my apartment and called one of my friends who lived nearby. I explained what happened, and he came to see me. He said we could open the closet together. She might be holding a knife or something, so we needed to be extremely careful. Those words alone gave me hope that he could help. We went back inside my apartment together. I could still hear the girl's faint voice. My friend heard it too. He turned to the closet and screamed as loud as he could. Hey you! Get out of there! There was no response. But again, we heard the whispering of a woman's voice. I'm coming in! Worked up, my friend flung open the closet door. I took a step back, but no one was there. There was a voice, but no person with it. My friend and I looked at each other and we both turned pale. We could still hear the voice. It was a little louder than before. It was close, but the closet was nothing but darkness. But then my friend found something, hidden amongst my clothes in the bottom. It was a voice recorder. That was the origin of the voice. It wasn't a ghost, or, thankfully, even a real person, but I couldn't bear it any longer. I put the recorder next to my ear, and finally, I could hear what it was saying. I threw up. "I love you. Please come back. Find me. I want to stay with you forever." It looped on repeat, over and over and over. You've probably heard the story about the homeless woman who lived in a man's closet for a year before she was found. And even then, it was only because the man noticed food was disappearing from his fridge. Japanese closets are huge, because you're supposed to store your futon and other items in them during the day when they're not in use. And a lot of people, like the man in the above story, are very careless about locking their doors when they go out. One of the first things I was told when I moved to Japan was always keep the front door locked. This wasn't to keep out people who might want to live in your closet, although that obviously helps, but to keep out salespeople, who will often knock on your door and just invite themselves in, whether you answer or not. Either way, the moral of the story is, always lock your doors. This next story is about a young woman who has an unwanted admirer from across the way. No matter what time of day it is, he's always there, watching her through the window. Find out why in The Person Constantly Watching from the Opposite Window. Please listen to my story from when I was a university student. When I was in university, one of my female friends said she was having trouble with a peeping Tom. There was a guy constantly looking through her window from the apartment building opposite her. For the last 2 days, whenever she went to look out the window, that guy was there, looking at her. "That's creepy. I'm gonna go and let him have it." I went into her place all puffed up and ready to protect her. Her bedroom was at the back of the apartment, and from the window, you could see the apartment building behind hers. However, when I opened the window, the parking lot was spread out below, and the other building was a little further away. "Ah, he's looking over here again." I couldn't see very well, so I took a closer look. And, indeed, there was a guy in the opposite building looking right this way. He appeared to be sitting. Wow, there really is. But, I mean, is he actually looking this way? He isn't. But he's been looking over here for the last 2 or 3 days. It's creeping me out. I thought he'd be peeping on her from somewhere closer, so I could just yell at him from the window. But it didn't seem like I'd be able to do that from there. It was a little far away. I turned to face the guy and shooed him away with my hands, but there was no reaction. What a strange guy. "Do you want me to go over and tell him it's creeping you out, so stop looking over here?" "No, it's okay. I'm too scared. But thanks. I just won't open the window for a while longer." That night, things ended up going pretty well, so I stayed over. After that, I came to visit her often, and that guy was always there, watching. But what was strange was that even in the middle of the night, he was watching with the lights off. And in the morning, when we opened the window, he was still sitting there, looking at us. I'd had enough, so I was going to go over and say something to him. But my lady friend was scared, so we called the police instead. The police listened to our story and said they'd go check it out. After that, the guy's curtain was closed, so I figured the police must have given him a warning. I should have called them sooner. I started dating that girl, and then about 2 or 3 months later, she got a visit from the police. Apparently, there was a suicide in the apartment building across from her, and it was that guy that was always looking at her room. She'd previously called the police about him, so they just wanted to ask a few questions. I was there when they questioned her, and apparently, the guy had a rope tied around his neck and then up over a pipe in his loft area. We thought he was constantly looking this way, but in reality, he was just hanging there, already dead. Instead of freely dangling, he'd done it in such a manner that he just appeared to be sitting down from afar. I got shivers up my spine when I heard. My girlfriend was also scared, so that night we went to stay in a hotel. She was too scared to turn off the lights, but we tried not to think about it too much. The next day, I told my friends about it at school. Yeah, so then, like, the police came and, oh, apparently it was a suicide or something. No way! Oh, that's scary, eh? Right. She couldn't be there anymore, so we spent the night in a hotel. But then, who closed the curtain? Another shiver ran down my spine as I heard that. That's right. After I called the police, the curtain was closed. I quickly called the police and told them the same thing. According to the officer I spoke to, they went to the room, but there was no response, so they just went back to the station. Was the curtain really open? We thought he was just looking over from the gap, the detective said. Did I get it wrong? I thought about checking it with my girlfriend, but then I thought better of it. This next story is about a young girl who made the mistake of leaving her door open on a hot summer night. But when she wakes up and finds she's not alone in her room anymore, she's unsure of whether her intruder is real or not. Find out what happens in Was It a Person or a Ghost? So, this took place during the summer when I was in high school. The night was humid and I was unable to sleep, so I was rolling around in my bed. Right as I was finally about to doze off, my eyes shot open again. As this kept happening, I realized I could hear something mixed with the sound of the insects outside. It was this sound. At first, I thought it was just my parents sleeping in the next room. But no matter how you looked at it, I shouldn't have been able to hear that coming from the next room over. Not only that, I was lying on my side, so my back was facing my parents' room. But regardless, I could hear the sounds of someone breathing in my direction. My bed was pressed up against the wall, so there was nothing there but the wall itself. I don't know if it's because I was paying more attention, but the sound of the breathing got louder and clearer. It was like someone was standing right in front of me while I tried to sleep. I slowly opened my eyes. For an instant, I couldn't comprehend the scene in front of me. A man was lying before me, exactly the same way, with his back to me, taking deep breaths as he slept. Dad? Who the hell? Was it a ghost? Had I finally seen a real ghost? As soon as I started to think it, my body began trembling. I wanted to run away, but I didn't want the man in front of me to realize, so I couldn't do anything but lie there. I gripped my own shoulders in a tight hug, closed my eyes, and prayed for the man in front of me to disappear. I have no idea how much time passed after that. As my consciousness floated in and out, I listened closely to see if I could hear his breathing anymore. But all I could hear was the sound of insects. He was finally gone. Relieved, I opened my eyes. The man's face was directly in front of mine, not even 10 centimeters away. He had turned over in his sleep and was now facing me. He was too close, and it was too dark to make out the features of his face. All I could see were his eyes, wide open and staring right at me. I screamed, or at least, I think I screamed. I was so scared that I passed out. And when I came back to, it was morning. I ran at full speed to my parents' room. Even after I told them what happened, they just said it was all a dream, and they didn't believe me. I insisted, however, so my father finally relented and went to have a look at my room. After taking a quick look around, he opened the screen door, and when he touched the security screen, it made this sound and fell over. The clasps on the bottom side had come off, and there was a space just big enough for a person to come in through. My father called the police immediately. The investigating officer checked the area and looked for fingerprints, but there was no sign of an intruder, and nothing was taken or damaged. So he said they would strengthen patrols around the area and then left. I slept in my parents' room for a while after that. I had them install an air conditioner in my room, and other than brief periods during the day, I never opened that room up again. Just who was that guy? Was he some sort of pervert? Or was he really a ghost? I don't know. But looking back on it, I can't stop shaking thinking about what he might have done to me while I was asleep. Summer nights in Japan are disgustingly humid, and while a lot of houses these days have air conditioning, many still don't, and most people don't like to run it overnight anyway. This means a lot of people leave their windows and doors open, which makes them an easy target for intruders of the non-supernatural kind as well. Our last story for this week is about a young man who returns home from work and is trying to relax when he hears noises coming from upstairs. Thinking his sister and her friends are being a nuisance, he goes to tell them off. But he soon realizes something isn't quite right. Find out what happens in My sister's shoes weren't there. At the time this happened, I was working and my younger sister was a high school student. On this particular day, I came home from work at the usual time, went straight to the living room, and started reading some manga on the sofa. It was still evening, just before sunset, so I recall it being bright enough without the lights on. I read manga for a while, and then I heard the sounds of laughter coming from the second floor. A few people were up there, talking. Huh. My sister must have a friend over, I thought, and went back to reading. The voices on the second floor started getting louder and louder, however, and the laughter more noisy. Oh, come on, be quiet, I thought, doing my best to ignore them. But the sounds of ha 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 soon turned into ha 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 ha, and something began striking the floor. The laughter turned into screams of ha 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 ha, and the banging became so rough that the ceiling light began to shake. It was like a giant beast in its final death throes, or like the echo of some death metal singer's voice. What the hell? I can't believe this. They're gonna upset the neighbors. I got pissed off and went to go upstairs to complain. I left the living room and started walking down the hall. But as I was about to go up the stairs, I noticed something strange. The entranceway is next to the hall, but... Only my shoes were there. Not only were her friend's shoes not there, my sister's shoes weren't there either. Huh? There were no other shoes? Then, who was upstairs? The voices I just heard were... As soon as I realized and looked up, my body froze. The sound of laughter disappeared, and the house fell silent. The stairs right before me were dark. The second floor was silent, and so dark I couldn't see a thing. I was overcome with fear. I just wanted to get away. I was so scared, but I couldn't move. From the direction of my sister's room on the second floor, I heard the sound of a door opening. My entire body was covered in sweat, and I was in such a panic. My teeth were chattering. And then... the floorboards began to creak, and someone started walking towards me. Well, someone's coming, I thought, and suddenly the paralysis that had gripped me let go. I ran straight for the living room. When I got there, I was surprised to see that it was already pitch black. When did the sun go down? I freaked out and turned on all the lights, turned the TV up to full volume, and curled up on the sofa, shaking while I waited for my mother to come home. If I hadn't noticed the lack of shoes at the door, just what would I have seen on the second floor? What the hell was up there? When I later told my sister about it, she got upset and refused to use that room again. As you're probably aware, Japanese people always take their shoes off at the front door and either go barefoot or wear indoor shoes inside the house. The reason for this is the importance of cleanliness in the Shinto religion, so people aren't dragging dirt from outside into the clean house. You'll find it's a common trope with horror stories though, because it's a simple way to show something isn't quite right. It's unthinkable that someone would enter a house wearing their shoes. So, if there aren't any in the entranceway, then what's that sound down the hall? And that brings us to the end of this week's show. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook for more news and updates throughout the week. Or join our Patreon for early access to both this show and Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends, as well as special bonus episodes that you won't get anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net for all those links. And thank you once again for joining us on Koobana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koobana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net now.